Arms Tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, June 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message from Dave Ajima, and I don't know if he gets my text messages back. His stupid iPhone is screwed up. I don't know. I'd love to have him on the show. Why? Because of this text message. Do you remember the first time Bergman spoke? I spoke there too. I told you that I didn't like the bogus generalities he was spewing. His wealth growing millions of dollars since taking office, indicative of him being a Republican in name only. Jack Bergman is a Washington player. He learned to make general. You don't become a general unless you are capable of playing the political game. And he still is. Folks, I have to admit, Jack Bergman played me. And I'm going to tell you exactly how he did it. Jack Bergman came to me through a good friend of mine, Tom Stillings, here in Torch Lake Township. Tom Stillings ran for Congress in 2010. Dan Benishek, Linda Goldthorpe. Ultimately, Jason Allen. Remember that race? Jason Allen and Benishek were so close, I think it was 12 votes. They did a recount. Jason Allen did the right thing. He basically dropped out of the recount, allowing Benishek to get in. Tom Stillings, Linda Goldthorpe, and the other people that were running didn't come anywhere close to them and did not get it, obviously. Benishek did. Enough is enough. Remember those signs? Black Dan Benishek signs? Well, come the end of Benishek's permanent retirement that he got after serving for three terms in Washington, right? May he rest in peace. I'm not going to speak ill of the dead. Yeah, Dan Benishek died, what, a couple years ago now. Before announcing the fact that he was going to retire, he came out and endorsed Tom Casperson, who is also deceased, former state senator for the 38th State Senate District in the western part of the UP. Announced his retirement and announced his endorsement of Tom Casperson, a fellow UPer. Well, Jason Allen ran. I almost beat Benishek, so now it's my turn to run against Casperson. And out of nowhere came a person I had never heard of, never met, never saw, Jack Bergman. And you know who introduced him to me? Tom Stillings. Tom Stillings is the one that drove Jack Bergman in his vehicle all the way down to Ann Arbor to have a private ribeye steak dinner with Ron Weiser, the former chair of the Michigan Republican Party. I'm sure Ron probably opened up couple of bottles of some really good Cabernet Sauvignon to go with the ribeye, maybe a salad, some nice vegetables, and they talked. And Jack Bergman played Ron Weiser. Got him to basically give him his Rolodex. This is the 2016 first U.S. congressional race. He got John Yab to be his political consultant. Great political consultant, Strategic National. Out of Grand Rapids. Along with John Yob came Tony Liss, a kid that went to kindergarten with John Yob. They've been buddies ever since. And he basically, once Jack won the nomination and, of course, became the congressman, guess who his chief of staff is now? Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff is Tony Liss, John Yob's personal friend since kindergarten. Tony Liss, still buddies with John Yob, a strategic national, gets involved in all these state house races, gets involved in all these state senate races. And who ends up being the political consultant for all those races? John Yob, strategic national. Do you see how this Bergman machine is put together, folks? Jack Bergman, our congressman, is not just serving us in Washington, D.C. for the first congressional district. He's got his hand in political campaigns as to who gets to be state reps and state senators in northern Michigan in his first district. This is how this is played out, folks. It became obvious to me in 22. That's when I really woke up. When George Ranville said he was recruited by Jack Bergman, Tony Liss, and James Hogue to run against Neil Frisky for the 107th, I knew right then what was going on. George Ranville talked to Neil Frisky. After talking to Neil, he dropped out. And I said, George, you need to run against John DeMuth, puppet for Jack Bergman. And he did. If Tristan Cole and William Hendel had not run, George Ranville would have beat DeMuth. If it was man on man, he would have mopped the floor with them, even with the general Jack Bergman's hand on the scale. Why? Because George Ranville is a naval officer, intelligence. That beats a little three-star lieutenant general all day long when it comes to veterans. Communications director for the Navy. Are you kidding me? He would have mopped the floor with DeMuth. DeMuth, not even a veteran, gets carted around by Bergman to all the VFW halls and American Legion halls and gets support for him. That's how he won. Bergman got John DeMuth elected. Why? Because when Jack's done in Congress, he's going to do the same thing that Beneschick did with Kasperson. He's going to announce his retirement and his endorsement of John DeMuth to be the next congressman for the first congressional district. It's coming, folks. I don't know if it's going to be 26 when DeMuth is up for re-election as a state senator, or if Jack's going to want to stay there for a few more years and pile on his net worth, become even more of a multimillionaire than he is now, and then ride off in the sunset with his beautiful wife, Cindy. God bless her. This is a game to them. This is all about the power, and this is all about the money. They don't care about us. They don't care about the deficit. They don't care about the open border. They don't care about all this crap going on in Lansing. They don't care. They want to get their puppet, Cam Cavett, elected to the House so that when DeMuth goes to Washington, Cam Cavett can be the state senator for the 37th. I see the entire plan, Jack, Tony, James, DeMuth, Cavett. But there's only one problem. You have somebody who's dedicated their life to Michigan news and Michigan politics, especially here in northern Michigan. And he just happens to be on a radio station, a website, two websites, two phone apps, and on an FCC radio station. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell the truth. Whether you guys like it or not, I'm going to tell the truth to the people. And if you guys want to share this information, it's so simple. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. This is hour two, second segment. Today's date, June 19, 2024, hour two, segment two. Click on it, copy it, text it to people, email it to people. If you're on a computer, right mouse click, copy the link, email it. Put it on social media. this podcast for today, right now, this second hour, this second segment needs to go viral in the first congressional district. And Jack Bergman, if anything I said is not accurate, come on the show and correct me. Come on the show and correct me. James Hogue, come on the show and correct me. Forget Tony Liss. I'll never talk to that alcoholic pond scum ever again. Have you ever seen Tony Liss at any meeting anywhere without a drink in his hand? He doesn't even eat lunch. DeMoose and I had a meal while he was sitting there, and he drank a dirty martini the whole time. Three onions. You know what? I was sleeping last night, trying to go to sleep, after that Antrim County endorsement of Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Josh Saul. And when Josh said that Bergman won't debate him, I got to tell you, Josh, you pissed me off. I had a hard time going to sleep last night. I had a real hard time going to sleep last night. So here we are. Here we are, folks. Absentee ballots are being mailed out this Saturday. You're going to get them Monday or Tuesday. For those of you who know friends who are getting absentee ballots, they need to know this information. If you're not going to vote absentee, early voting, 9 days early voting starts July 27th. I would prefer you do what I'm going to do. I'm voting August 6th at 7:37 p.m. I want to go to my Torch Lake Township clerk, walk in, fill out an application for a ballot and see if I voted already. The only way I'm going to know that is doing it at 7:37 p.m. before the polls close at 8 o'clock. That's when I'm voting. And after the polls close at 8 o'clock, if it's still light out, I'm going to jump in the Yukon in the trailer and go around and start collecting Vicky signs. I'll try to get them all picked up on August 7th. That's what we're doing. What are you going to do? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Had been out on the road 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, cranking the money. If the wheels aren't turning, you ain't earning. 60 miles an hour set on cruise, delivering across America. Vicky'd say, okay, you're done. Come on home. And I'd start playing that song. I think I played that song one trip. I was in, where was I, Georgia? And I was coming back. I think I played it all the way to Ohio. Just kept hitting the play button. Yes, yes, yes. Great song. I knew I always had to come back home. Living on the road, not for me. God bless truck drivers. Long haul, cross country, dedicated, regional, long haulers, God bless you guys. I want you to, next time you go into Myers or Walmart, Rite Aid, Walgreens, I want you to look at those items in that store. You know how they got there? A truck driver. Truck drivers give us our choices at the stores. God bless every single one of them. And don't even get me started about flatbed drivers. Those guys, oh my God, that job almost killed me one summer. Man, I thought I was going to die. Go to the U.S. Steel and pick up a roll of steel. Flatbed, I had the, what did they used to call that? I forget. Where I could put the curtains up. Oh, it's been so long, I've already forgot. Anyway, I got there. Got into the warehouse where these big cranes, overhead cranes, lift these heavy 40,000 pounds rows of steel, puts them on your flatbed, on wooden blocks. It's your job to strap them down. Then you throw a tarp over them. Then you put chains over top, and then you use the binders to tighten it all down. First question the operator asked me, do you want shotgun or suicide? Excuse me? I'd never hauled steel before in my life. Do you want shotgun or suicide? The roll of steel, if it breaks the bindings, suicide is you can see the hole through the side when you're driving down the road. Because if those chains break, those straps break, you hit your brakes hard, it's rolling over your cab and killing you instantly. You want suicide? I go, oh, hell no, I don't want suicide. I want shotgun. That's like the hole goes the length of the flatbed trailer like a shotgun barrel. If you slam on your brakes and snap all your chains and tarps and your lines, it might scooch a little bit forward on those wooden blocks, but it's not rolling over top of you, killing you. I'll take shotgun, thank you. Get it all strapped down, ready to go. Sweat like a pig. Never forget this. T-shirt absolutely soaked, underwear soaked, socks soaked. Then I had to drive 400 miles to deliver it after working all day just strapping it down. The other guys were laughing at me because it was taking so long to strap it down and tarp it down. Those young 18-year-old bucks, they're jumping up on the flatbed, throw the chains over, throw the straps over, throw the tarp over, wrap it down, not even breaking a sweat. I thought I was going to die. And then I had to drive 400 miles. Had to go in, wiped down with the towelettes, new socks, new underwear, new T-shirt, turn on the air conditioning, and drive 400 miles. God bless flatbed truck drivers. And hauling steel, you can take that and shove it. No, I'm not going to deliver steel ever again. I told my dispatcher, I'm done with steel. Thank you. You know what she sent me to next? I was in a, where was that, Pennsylvania? Reynolds wrap. She sent me to an aluminum foil plant because I pussied out on steel. She sent me to aluminum foil. It was like 2,000 pounds for a roll of aluminum foil. I think I got like 4 or 5 rolls of that. Oh, my God, were those the days. Covered wagon, that's what it was called. That's right. Yep, it was a covered wagon. I had a covered wagon. Jeff said in Oscoda, I hauled suicide all the time. You're a better man than me, Jeff. When he described that to me, I went, oh, hell no. No, no, no. Suicide? No, you can forget that, Jack. Uh-uh. No, I'm good. I love shotguns. You give me shotgun, buddy. Covered wagon, that's what I had. That's right. Did you know how long it took me to put that covered wagon together the first time I had to use it? They wouldn't let me use tarps. I had to use the covered wagon, pull all those panels out, put up the curtains, put up the aluminum or the fiberglass stanchions that went across the roof. They gave you the little bow so when it rained, it drained the water out of it. It took me like 6 hours just to put the covered wagon together. That was not me. I said, oh, no, give me back to a refrigerated 53-foot box. I want to haul ice cream. Forget this steel crap. Man, were those the days. June 5th, 2005 to March 6th, 2009, 440,000 miles, no accidents. Man, did I see stuff on the road would make your hair stand up. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline,